President John Evans Atta Mills has expressed gratitude to the civilian staff and security personnel at the presidency for their hard work, dedication and sacrifice in supporting the government in pursuing its Better Ghana agenda. He urged them to redouble their efforts, especially as this year is an election year. President Mills was interacting with the personnel on the first working day of the year. Our presidential correspondent Cecilia reports.
On the first working day of every new year, President Mills interacts with all the staff and security personnel at the castle. Those in their offices, the president enters to greet and wish them Happy New Year. Those the president has been doing since 2009. Supported by the Chief of Staff, John Henry Martin Newman, President Mills visited the castle clinic, canteen, all the security posts, fire service station, transport, and shook hands with every staff. Briefing journalists after the interaction, the Director of Communications at the Presidency, Koku Anidohu, said it is one of the President's ways of building camaraderie with the staff and assuring them of his support.
Building of esprit de corps to thank workers and colleagues for what they did in the past year, their political appointees and civil servants, and collectively we formed the presidency, and so the president thinks it's right and proper that at the beginning of every year, first working day, we should go around, shake hands, the personal touch, we interact with them, thank them, and reassure them that we will lead the campaign to continue to build a better Ghana. As the president continues to say, a lot of work has been done, but there's still a lot of work to be done, and there's no better way of making sure that the job is done than to motivate staff. And so that's his style, hands-on approach. You are grateful, you appreciate it, and you show it. You don't lead from afar, you lead from close range in the personal touch, and that's exactly what the president just did. The president has even put his time, so, and the only way we can achieve results and get far is if we stick to time. Other nations have developed because they respect time and respect principles and procedures, and that's what the president expects from us. Let's stick to time, let's just understand that there's work to be done. After work, there'll be time for other things. But once work must be done, let's just make sure that we get the work done.
Some of the workers could not hide their joy for interacting with the president. They pledged to work hard this year to enable President Mills to achieve the government's Better Ghana agenda.
I was very glad, and the blessings that I know I've collected from him, that make me very excited. We'll work hard, and I know all of us will work hard.
I was so happy because he's the father that we have who care for us in this house, and I'm very appreciative for all that he's doing to help Ghana, for him being a great father for us, not only we the workers in this house, but the people in the whole Ghana. I pray that God should be at his side, his front, his back, every day and night, and protect him through the end of everything that he's here to do for us.
He's a lovely father and he's doing a great job for us. I'm very happy. He work more for hard work.
Not all the presidents are doing that, but this president is so caring that anytime the year has started, you have to go to office to say hi to everybody. We appreciate you so much. We love you so much.
We, the transport side, we are happy that he's thinking about everybody and he has come down from his office to we, the drivers. We are very, very happy. He's going to give us a morale.
As he's noted for his time consciousness, President Mills began today's interaction at exactly 8 a.m. to the surprise of the castle staff. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.